Get money.
Thank you for listening to the ESBC podcast and another crazy week in America. Remember, the purpose of this podcast is to make me money. We're not like these hypocrite athletes that say, oh, I'm doing this for the goodness of the universe. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for the city. No, you're doing it for the money. This is a business meeting. Every business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. And we know the purpose. And the outcome is that we're at 70% last week. 70%, 52.5% break even. What we do is we give you business and financial concepts to bet on football games. And we've been doing it at the highest level. We give you better information than what you can pay for. And we're making massive profit. We're like 200% ROI. We even got Biden in the election. So, those that have heard the podcast, and most of the people listening are people that listen on a weekly basis and are betting on games. And one of the purposes of the podcast is the Hawthorne effect, where you make more money analyzing games you got wrong than games you wagered correctly. Because what we use on the podcast is decision science, fundamental analysis, technical analysis, statistics like return to the mean, and experiential education, right? Experiential knowledge we have of watching football for so many, many, many years, and then collaborating with our friends, our colleagues, our clients to have fun watching the games and predicting the outcome accurately at the high level we're doing, and being able to have an abundance theory, be able to give away all these picks that people pay a lot of money for. So with that being said, for the new folks, and thank you for everybody for listening and growing the podcast and telling your friends and neighbors and subscribing. It's really humbling, and we're happy to do that. We're happy to share the information. We feel like we have the best content out there. It's real, and it's actionable information you can monetize. In the middle of a pandemic, recession, social unrest, to have a consistent way to make money is phenomenal, right? So let's get into the games we got wrong, but we should have gotten right. The Panthers on Thursday night, the money line is what I picked, and I went against revenge theories, but I learned from my mistake. So instant Hawthorne effect. The Atlanta Falcons with Raheem Morris had been beaten by the Panthers, and they played them again Monday night. These are professionals. They have big egos. They're wounded by losing to anybody. So they figured out a way. They stayed up all night, and they figured out a way with extra motion to beat the Panthers. The Panthers are an analytics team owned by a hedge fund manager. And analytics hits a brick wall. We had Coach Suttle, Coach James Harden, former NBA player, former NBA coach. He talked about analytics hitting a brick wall. And I think right now I'm betting against it. Made money on it last week. The analytics teams have hit a brick wall. And the Panthers lost a game they probably should have won. So the Hawthorne effect, to explain it, is that whatever you measure and track, you improve its performance 10 to 20%. So if you're betting at 55%, 52.5% is break even, you analyze your games, you learn from your mistakes like we're doing. So we're now at 70%, right? This is Thursday night, we went 2-0. All right, so if you heard the last podcast, the New England game and the Jets, New England plus 4 over 47. The plus 4 in the over 47 is a game that I got wrong, but my process, I feel, was correct. You cannot predict turnovers, right? So that's a big controversy, point of contention, and a debate, right? Within guys that bet all the time, guys in the betting world, can you predict turnovers? And the answer is no. Or do you use turnovers as a tool in your wagering process or in your process of decision science like we use to wager on a game? And the answer is no, you cannot predict turnovers. However, just like analytics, you shouldn't let analytics make the decision for you, because analytics does not work in football. Because to ensure a result, you have to eliminate variables and covariables. And there's just too many variables for analytics to work. However, you can use analytics as a tool to get to the right decision. So you can analyze turnovers if it's a guy like Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, who like to create turnovers. You factor it in, but you don't predict it. So there's no way of predicting that a guy who's taken a team to a Super Bowl, a guy who's won a national championship, Cam Newton, was going to fumble at the end. He was going in. Patriots were going in to win. The game went exactly like we've seen Belichick do a lot. And people get math wrong, right? They think math is calculated. What they're doing now with counting the votes, it's not. It's pattern recognition. And we recognize the pattern, division game at home, Bill Belichick, you know, being able to do what he did and get his team going in with a guy who had taken a team to the Super Bowl and a national championship. He fumbles. He doesn't fumble, which he wouldn't do 8 out of 10 times. We get New England and the over 47. So the thought process was right. It's the old adage, the surgeon executed the surgery, but the patient died, right? So you can only, in probability theory that you use in betting games, you can only be correct up to 80%. Between 80% and 100 of the outcomes are based on luck, either good or bad luck. So nothing wrong with the process. Same thing with the Jets plus 20. They were one play away. They should have covered, and Andy Reid gave him every opportunity to cover as he took the pedal off the metal. And the Jets were very close to covering that game. I thought the thought process was right. It was just way, way, way too many points. And just the way Andy Reid is, right, pattern recognition, he doesn't really like to blow out teams. He likes to keep plays in his back pocket for division games. So I didn't feel bad about that. Dallas, people thought that game was fixed because of the fumble at the end. Again, it was a bad call by the refs. So it's a bad luck. It wasn't a flawed decision making. I knew Dallas with a great offensive line, Amani Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, and with a plan to protect the defense of 5-yard passes all the time, the game was going to go the way it was. We got the under 43. That happens in that situation. Dallas has a horrible defense, so you have to protect them, which means running the ball, short control passing game to kind of get the game in half, right? To cut the game in half through strategy. So we didn't feel bad about that. Overall, we went 17-9, 68%, which is phenomenal. 52.5% is break even. The pros in Vegas, the sharps, they're 59%. So the fact that we are around 63% is phenomenal. We want to get to 70%. And to do that, we have to do what we're doing, right? Because the Hawthorne effect is hard, especially on guys. We're head of families. Dad knows best. So it's very humiliating. It's very embarrassing, right? It's like Trump feels being a loser, losing the election. It's very humbling, right? To be wrong. But you got to figure out the flaws in your thinking, the reasons why you're wrong. And that's how you improve, like Rene Descartes. And I believe it was Socrates said, a life unexamined is not worth living. So you have to make sure you review and you track yourself. And that's why we've been able to do so well And we really did so well last week. Seattle, the money line, under 54. And then the Giants, plus 14, under 46. So those were two games where the totals that I got wrong, that I should have gotten right. I'm hard-headed. I'm still living in the past. I'm living in 2019. This is 2020 pandemic. The teams haven't practiced tackling. And all of the reasons that my guy Tim on Twitter said these games were going over. And man, I made a mistake on that one. I should have picked the over. I should be living in the moment, practicing mindfulness, right? And I didn't. So I got to learn that this week. But I did learn my lesson with revenge theory. I picked Green Bay to get revenge over the 49ers, and that the game was going to go over 48. That's what I ended up picking. So I'm up 2-0. 2-0 to start the week. All right. So that is the Hawthorne effect for this week. Let me know if you have any questions. And a life unexamined is not worth living, right? That's what Trump needs to do. Figure out why he lost. And face his feelings over bad decision-making, right? That cost him, right? Like it cost all of us. We all have to learn from our mistakes. Well, thank you for listening to the ESBC podcast. And like always, we end with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you so much.